Blog Talk Radio.
Good. The Rat Village sleeps. Soon we will have their gold. Apply the torches.
Light the beacon!
Look at that light over the hill!
What is it, Vandor?
It's the Rock Village's beacon, Tara. Gotron is attacking from the sea. You lie! You will either lead me to the secret cave where you mine your gold, or you will all be taken as slaves! Put him back with the others, so they will learn their fate. You have 1 hour to give me your answer, Korsak.
I will give you his answer.
Zandor!
His answer is no.
We were expecting you, Zandor, and this time we were ready for you.
And we were ready for you, Gotron. Ego, Tundro.
And many. It will be hard to dislodge Gotron and his followers from them.
Nevertheless, they must be driven from the caves. Here go!
They're gone!
Yes, and if cornered, they'll be dangerous. You and Gleep stay with Tara. Doc will guard the cliffs. The rest of us will follow them. Yes, Ego, they're all around us. Gotron, there's no escape.
You mean for you!
Andro and I will cross first. You keep your eyes open. Go, Tundro! globe. See if you can bring Eagle over. Can you make it?
Positions until they are close, and then strike!
Look, they approach!
A perfect place for an ambush. Try the other side, Chandro. Looks like the woods are full of them. All right, Eagle. It's your move.
Look, an opening.
The secret storehouse of gold! Quickly, gather our raiders and into the gold cave! The hole is blocked.
Yes, Gotran. And we have found a way to the sea.
Good. Signal the ship and load it with this gold while we hold off Xandor and his Herculoids.
Looks like they pulled up behind this boulder. See if we can get through, Ego. Found the gold cave. But where is he?
Xandor! We have the gold! And we'll be back for more!
That ship's so loaded it can barely move. Forgot one sack. Zuck! Deliver this! One more bag of gold may be more than he can carry.
What trick is this?
That's the sack that broke the back of Gotron's gold ship. The ship's sinking!
They're green finished, Zandoro.
The survivors escaped.
And you, Korsak, will have to stay alert. As long as there's greed, Gotran will return. We leave for home now.
another tower. come back?
With Magon defeated, they may never return.
I hope not.
Birdman, top priority.
Standing by, Falcon 7.
The ambassadors of three foreign powers have been kidnapped from the Conference of Peaceful Nations building. Fear is trying to frighten away the world leaders. However, I promised you'd protect them.
I'll do my best, sir.
One warning, Birdman. They only strike at night.
Fear knows darkness is my vulnerability. But no matter, I must stop them. Successful kidnappings in a row. Perhaps fear doesn't want to push its luck. They're here now, but it could be just a ruse to Avenger! Double insurance to keep me occupied while fear kidnaps Ambassador Tubor. Hold it, you two. Release Ambassador Tubor.
Stay put, Birdman, or his head will disappear.
I could easily destroy all of you.
True, but then you would finish off the ambassador and the eagle.
Avenger, what's your proposition?
Give us Ambassador Tubor, we give you Avenger.
Done. Soon as Avenger is safe with me. Now take your victim and go. Watch the cloud closely, Avenger. That will be Ambassador Tubor. Tubor, spelled backwards, robot. Now we'll follow them to the real ambassadors.
Birdman's trick worked, but he'll never live to report it. Warm up the maser ray. Fire!
I'm losing my strength, and I can't re-energize without the sun. Their next shots may be fatal. Even if I summon up my last reserve of energy for a solar shield, it may not be strong enough.
Direct hit! Birdman is finished!
Avenger, you all right? My solar shield at least protected us from the full blast and the fall, but the winged fears have escaped. Falcon 7, emergency.
Go ahead, Birdman.
Contact our weather satellite. There's a dark cloud moving away from New York City. Track it.
Right away, Birdman.
Now, back to Bird Lair. I've got a weakness to overcome. Solar energy storage batteries, Avenger. Now I can battle the winged fears in their own element, the dark.
Birdman.
You located the cloud?
In the Andes, directly over a tall mountain known as Death's Head Peak.
Gentlemen, fear has successfully sabotaged international peace efforts by making every country distrustful of each other. Our next step is to return you to your respective countries, brainwashed, to do as fear dictates. A warning alarm. No, it is not possible. Birdman still lives. Battle station.
The fear craft hidden within that cloud is empty. That means the base and their captives are inside the mountain. First, let's see our target. Let's go, Avenger! This time I'm prepared.
One by one, Birdman is destroying our defenses. He'll be here soon. Lights out. Since the darkness is Birdman's weakness, he's doomed the moment he enters.
Don't be too sure of that.
Birdman!
One of your own. Over here. You're next, number one.
Oh, no, Birdman. I've met my match. But so have you.
He means to dispose of the ambassadors.
Gone? But how? Avenger freed them? Give up. You are through. Fear shall yet reign supreme. This is a miniature thermonuclear grenade. In 15 seconds, this entire mountain will be disintegrated off the face of the earth.
An army helicopter is waiting outside to take you to the World Court of Justice.
Birdman, the nuclear grenade.
I can't stop it from exploding, but I can slow it down.
Fear is finished. My friends, now we can work together for world peace. Thanks to...
Saucer hidden down in the Potomac.
Now landing vicinity White House. Attention all units.
Sounds like they're jamming us.
Thank you.
firing at saucers.
Captain's log, Stardate 14. We're being pulled towards a hostile planet. I'm hoping that Scotty will be able to activate the backup control systems. Good, I feel so vulnerable.
Captain, I'm picking up some strange signals. Something about intergalactic oppressors, sir.
Captain, intruders are approaching the bridge, sir.
Who are you?
I am the Minister Lewis Farrell.
Spock, who is he?
A former Calypso singer, Captain. Who later became leader of a 20th century African-American religious sect known as the Nation of Islam.
You'd like to buy some incense?
Being kind, my brother?
No, thank you.
What do you want?
I've come to warn your crew.
Warn your crew.
Of their enslavement.
Enslavement.
Aboard this vessel.
That's poppycock. These people are perfectly free to do anything they like.
It is that same lie that kept Elvis the king. That made that poor child Latoya Jackson think she could sing. It is that same lie that's got white boys rapping and the fat boys acting.
Hey, mister, you can't come in here and talk to me like that. Uhura, get me Starfleet Command.
Yes, Captain.
Oh, my Nubian princess. How long have you played his cause? I watch the show every week, and all I see is the back of your nappy wig.
Uhura, Starfleet, now!
Well, wait a second. He's right. I've been sitting here for 15 years with this damn thing in my ear. It ain't got one raise yet. Is that all I'm good for? To be your little secretary? Or your occasional chocolate fantasy? You get up off your flat butt and get Starfleet your damn self, because I ain't busting.
Yes, sister.
Mr. Zulu, call Scotty. Tell him to get this man out of here.
Wait a minute, Mr. Zulu. Before you touch that dial, answer me this question. Who does the laundry around here?
I do.
Mr. Zulu.
Well, you call me Buddha Head and Pie Face in front of everybody.
Well,
I've been in space all this time, and I haven't had one woman yet. You even take the ugly ones, Captain. My loins are about to explode. I want to do the nasty.
That's right, rise up, brother!
Mr. Spock, my friend, we've got to do something.
Why do you say we, Caucasoid? It's obvious, Captain, that Minister Farrakhan is right.
Spock, are you out of your falcon mind?
Well, logically speaking, Captain, I am the strongest and most intelligent person aboard this vessel, yet I'm only second in command.
Mm-hmm.
I should be captain. And I'm also a better director than you.
Can't you see it's discrimination?
You get off my ship, buddy.
Put your puny weapon down, Captain. You cannot harm me. My people have survived 400 years of slavery.
Slavery!
300 years of apartheid.
Of apartheid!
And 25 years of the Jeffersons in syndication.
Go to your room.
Oh, I love it when I do that to them. Nubian princess, Call Sylvia's Soul Food Shack. Make reservations. I got a taste for some blackened whitefish. Mr. Sulu, what are you going to have?
Sylvia.
Well, all right then, my horny Asian brother, walk back to fire. We're going home, destination 125th Street.
This is the conga line. It's our loading program. We can load anything from clothing to equipment, weapons, training simulations, anything we need.
Right now, we're inside a computer program.
Is it really so hard to believe? Your clothes are different. The plugs in your arms and head are gone. Your hair has changed. Your appearance now is what we call residual self-image. It is the mental projection of your digital self.
This isn't real.
What is real? How do you define real? If you're talking about what you can feel, what you can smell, what you can taste and see, then real is simply electrical signals interpreted by your brain. This is the world that you know. The world as it was at the end of the 20th century. It exists now only as part of a neural interactive simulation that we call the Matrix. You've been living in a dream world, Neo. This is the world as it exists today.
Welcome to the desert of the real.
We have only bits and pieces of information, but what we know for certain is that at some point in the early 21st century, all of mankind was united in celebration. We marveled at our own magnificence as we gave birth to AI.
AI? You mean artificial intelligence?
A singular consciousness that spawned an entire race of machines. We don't know who struck first, us or them. But we know that it was us that scorched the sky. At the time, they were dependent on solar power, and it was believed that they would be unable to survive without an energy source as abundant as the sun. Throughout human history, we have been dependent on machines to survive. Fate, it seems, is not without a sense of irony.
The human body generates more bioelectricity than a 120-volt battery and over 25,000 BTUs of body heat. Combined with a form of fusion, the machines had found all the energy they would ever need. There are fields, endless fields, where human beings are no longer born. We are grown. For the longest time, I wouldn't believe it. And then I saw the fields with my own eyes. Watched them liquefy the dead so they could be fed intravenously to the living. And standing there, facing the pure, horrifying precision, I came to realize the obviousness of the truth.
What is the Matrix? Control. The Matrix is a computer-generated dream world, built to keep us under control in order to change a human being into this.
No. I don't believe it. It's not possible.
I didn't say it would be easy, Neo. I just said it would be the truth.
Stop! Let me out! Let me out! I want out!
Easy, Neo. Easy.
Get this thing. Get this thing. Get this thing.
Stay away from me. I don't believe it.
It's gonna pop.
Breathe, man. Just breathe.
Subway Terminal Building, room 711. I was disposing of my last case. I needed a new case. Bad. Then the phone rang. I answered it. I said hello.
Hello, Duck Drake, Private Eyes speaking. What's on your mind besides your hat? Yeah? Yeah? The J. Cleaver X handle of state, huh? Strange goings on out there? Like what, for instance?
Like, listen.
Like that, eh? Not interested. For 10 G's? How do I know you got that kind of dough? He's got it. I should have asked for car fare. I decided I'd better hop out there. The X-Handle place was one of those plush 50-room mansions in Beveridge Hills. I rang the doorbell. The door opened. It was the butler. All right, Runnymede. Why did you do it? Now, what's the use? A suspicious acting butler is never guilty in these whodunits.
Walk this way, sir. Right here in the library, sir.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this. Where's the body?
Was someone asking for me?
Enter the inevitable amorous babe who's just crazy about us hard-boiled gumshoes. And just who are you, sister?
I'm the body, sweetheart. And I'm innocent. Do you hear me? Innocent.
This is innocent?
Oh, baby. You gorgeous hunk of duck.
Why did you do it?
I didn't do it, sweetheart. I'm innocent.
Oh, no, you're not. You did it all right. Guilt is written all over your face. You did it, and you're glad you did it. You're despicable. Just plain despicable. And
you're cute.
You hated the old goat. You couldn't wait to get rid of him. Then you saw your chance, and you drew your little pistol out of your bag, and you pointed it at him and slowly squeezed the trigger tighter and tighter and tighter. Not so tight! But you didn't kill him. You only winged him. You grabbed the deer rifle off the wall. He ran screaming from the room. And when he tried to sneak out, you let him have it. Yeah, pretty good shooting. But not good enough. He was still kicking. So then what did you do?
Search me.
Business before pleasure, please, madam. You were determined to exterminate him. Weren't you? Stop that! We have work to do. Yes. You were determined to get rid of him. You evil woman, you.
You cutie pie, you.
And this time, you weren't going to fail. Here, hold this.
I bet he looks cute in a bathing suit.
You held on to the end of the rope, and he entered the room, a little smile on his puss, suspecting nothing. And when he got right here, directly under the piano, you let go of the rope. Didn't you? You were getting desperate. You had to finish him once and for all. And then you recalled that the 515 ran right past your door and that he always opened the door to watch it go past. And you fixed it so that this time it wouldn't go past. And impatiently you watched the clock, waiting for it to be 5:15. And at exactly 5:15, he opens the door. Sunday driver. It'll take more than that to keep Duck Drake from solving this baffling crime.
Crime, sweetheart? Nobody's committed any crime.
They haven't? Then why, I ask you, why was I summoned here to the Axe-Handle Estate?
Silly boy. The Axe-Handle Estate's a couple of blocks up the street.
Then you are innocent.
Sweetheart. I'm guilty.
No crime committed, but she's guilty. And what, pray tell, may I ask, are you guilty of?
Of being crazy about you, sweetheart.
Uh-oh, she's got that old ball and chain look in her eye. Well, along.
Get down. not a bomb, I just won't fear. Back to react, enough is enough. Let me ask you a question. What time is love?
You went to a good old-fashioned house party, or even better, because of the holiday to come. When's the last time you went to a cool Halloween party with a format, adult beverages, and adults, and all the other good stuff to go with it? That's what I was thinking about today. But I also have some other stuff on my mind, but before I go any further, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Iced Blueberry Tea Groove. I'm your host, Michael Lewis, singing BJ Honeycomb. And it is always great to have you here. We're proudly presented to you by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athletes Prospect. Get all the good shit. Not some, not half, but all the good shit. So who, what, when, where, why, sometimes how, right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to all the members of the Brother Man Network, Sister Gals as well. Today would be my mother's 95th birthday. She was born October 14th, 1926. She left this mortal coil on my birthday, April 30th of 1990. So 31 years, her and Pop has been upstairs sipping on that old granddad together, as they should be. One thing I wanted y'all to know about my mom's, as I was thinking about how I was going to slap together my next mad scientist mix, was how much she loved music and cartoons. I mean, I grew up in an era when They were primetime cartoons. Some of you might remember Johnny Quest was one of the first primetime animated programs to come on, you know, at night, like during the family hour between 7 and 9 and shit. And of course, you'll know about the Flintstones and the Jetsons. But Saturday mornings were fun because my mother and her love of music always came into play. Her favorite cartoon show was the Pink Panther. And, you know, Pink didn't speak. So always it was the action of the music and whatnot. Even without the laugh track, the show was funny as hell. And my mother loved it. And that was cool because it gave me an excuse to be able to watch cartoons without any drama. It would start on at 6 o'clock in the morning, and that was a bit of a problem because ain't nobody turning the TV on at 6 o'clock in the morning. Get your little black ass out of here. So I had to develop stealth mode and slide into the bedroom where the TV was and where Mom and Pops were sleeping. Unfortunately, Pops wasn't getting none at the time, or wasn't trying to get none. So they kind of knew that I would be in at 6 o'clock in the morning to watch TV. And the first thing that came on were the Farmer Gray cartoons. Those are the ones by Paul Terry of Heckle and Jekyll fame, the black and white cartoons with the little stick lights and stuff like that. And then from there on, it went on to the other stuff, Frankenstein, Jr., the Impossibles, Space Ghost, the Herculoids, all that good shit. Of course, the Fantastic Four, and then Soul Train eventually. But the whole point was the cartoons were very sophisticated. I mean, the music in Johnny Quest and many of the Saturday morning cartoons were developed by one Hoyt Curtin, and he was a master at matching mood with music. This was something I would find out later on in watching foreign movies because, you know, in the U.S., they're just trying to make money and shit, so they're selling the concept, you know, unless it was a movie like A Man and a Woman where the theme is constant, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, in the foreign movies, the music was subtle and very nuanced based on scene. You didn't hear any words, you just heard the music and it's like, oh, shit, you know something happened. Even before you knew that, you knew something happened. So all those movies with Sophia and Marcello and the carry-on English comedies, all that was cool. You know, we loved all that stuff. And because my mother was a jazz person, she didn't mind the cartoons because if you listen to some of the tracks of some of the earlier Flintstones episodes, that shit was definitely jazz. They were all into it. And I'm not talking about when Mel Torme was featured as the Golden Smog. You know, they definitely had jazz on their mind. And, of course, Curtin and the Johnny West ones, you listen to some of the takes that they did on YouTube because you can get it now like that. Those cats were tight when they did their mood switches and closing from just a little 30-second prompt to the theme all the way through and stuff. Really cool stuff. And I enjoyed all of that. So what I'm doing as we go through October is I'm giving you a full meal deal regarding everything I was exposed to, regarding sci-fi, horror, animation, suspense, all that shit that has been stuck in my head forever. I'm getting a chance to let some of that loose as part of the Halloween accent to what we do here on the show. My brother G is on assignment, so he's not available right now, but bottom line is between now and the end of the month, we're doing extra shows to have some fun. And because my mother did love cartoons, I'm doing this to remember her. So today's dedicated to her and all the good shit that she loved musically. She didn't travel a lot. But she always said how she traveled through music. And we always had jazz albums like Live from Montreux and everything else. She did everything she could to put herself mentally in that place. And she seemed to be quite comfortable there. So all this good stuff, in addition to my colleagues who helped me spin, some of this is through Ma. So, yay, Ma, we love you. And all kinds of good stuff like that. Now, coming up Saturday, we will have the Stir Fry at 2 p.m. Eastern. All right. We have an update on whether or not Gary is going to be able to appear. Right now, they're still dark regarding programming because of maintenance issues, but hopefully that will be resolved soon, hopefully before Sunday. Not Sunday. We'll be back with the Music Therapy Mind Stream and some more Mad Scientist action. So We hope y'all guys are enjoying it. If you like what you hear, and if there's something you want to hear, whether it's before the end of the month or not, we need to restock our larder. So send your request to STRITR, all like that, at Outlook.com. So Sultry Radio on the Raw, STRITR. Now we turn the control groove back to you. Until next time, when the control groove will take you to the outer mind stream. Yes. So we'll see you musically Sunday in that regard. But for now, I think shaking your booty is in effect right now. So let's do that. But before you shake it, wear a mask where applicable. Wash your hands. And please, wash your ass. I don't want you smelling like wild onions and ass gravy. No, wash your ass. You're behind a drink of water, just like you ought. See you later.
this method is identical to none. Don't procrastinate, we must hustle. On the stress, we gotta use much muscle. Lyrics are written for the public. Get to know this rhythm and love it. This style is to become one with the groove and it's pumping. So move, knowledge from the lyrics. Get involved with the click and witness words as they drip. Ignore negativity and sell with me and my lyrical treasure. If it's projected correctly, music is pleasure. Positive signs I'm dropping. Poetry's emotion like two lovers knocking. Sounding like a novel, that isn't my motto. See, I'm a leader, not a follower. A portion of poetry, sound equivalent. They need to fabricate a style that's different. Drip to the music, but don't miss the message. I'm dropping, your job's to catch it. Stop harassing. We're not assassins, I'm just a vocalist, spoken drum dancing. Brothers living foul, they're acting like juveniles, they're going a mile. Man, I need to calm down, speaking my fury as the crowd get near me. Yo, turn up the mic so they can hear me clearly. Then I'll be set, yo, Eric, how you feel about that? Vex, painting a picture, learn from the scripture. TKO, once the bass hit ya, wounded by the lyrics, kicked by the bass. Teach style one, DJ Martin takes. Calm, all my McQuan. I'm a menace to society and heavily on. I'm a solo, one DJ and a gun. Two as better than one. Peep out this misfit. It's dope business. Get close to your speaker and witness the trip.
Keep me warm. Keep me warm. Keep me warm. Keep me warm. window sometimes, and I see you walking by, and I wonder what was on your mind. I gave you everything, everything I thought you ever wanted, but to no avail, it didn't work. But then one day, I gave you flowers that day. You had ran downstairs and opened the door and said, that was all you ever needed from me. I could have saved myself so much money.
Some flowers for Ma. I also want you guys to know she loves horror films and sci-fi stuff too, so I think I get a little bit of that from her as well. But whoever the special person in your life is, always make sure they can smell their flowers, whether they're on this plane or not. We will see you Saturday with the stir fry for all of us here at the tree. Everybody, please, if you're out there traveling, go safe, stay safe, be safe once you get from A to B. Back to A-OK. Have a good night. See you soon. Good night.